We're very lucky tonight because we start our confirmation journey, and the first part of the readings come from Solomon, from the Book of Kings, but talking about Solomon. And Solomon was known for his wisdom, what is usually recorded as the first gift of the Holy Spirit that we receive at confirmation. Is wisdom, followed by, of course, understanding, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, courage, and good counsel. But wisdom is the one that flows from Solomon, if you like. In the second reading, we hear that beautiful opening line from St. Paul to the Romans. God cooperates or works with all those who love him. God works with all those who love him. So we freely choose to love him. We're not forced into it. It's no threat. It's entirely up to us. That freedom is what makes us different than other people of faith. Ours is not a faith of fear. So we have wisdom, and now we have freedom. We'll come to the gospel. And we've got the continuing sayings of Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like. And he gives three examples, really from the everyday life of people in that part of the Middle East. Talks about a farmer, talks about a fisherman, and he talks about a trader, somebody who worked and sold pearls. So they're not outstanding human beings. They're not powerful men or women. They're just the ordinary people. But he always begins each phrase with the kingdom of God. Can you see a little pattern building up here? The wisdom, the freedom, and the kingdom. All those words end in dom. So I'd ask those preparing for confirmation, what words can they think of that might begin with dom? Because when those little letters are put at the end of a word, they really are what the word is about. So what does dom mean, other than Deo Optimo Maximo? Got that sorted? To God, most good and most great. That's what that means. Dom, if you looked at the way that it is used today and has been used historically by the church. Deo, God, Optimo, the most good, and Maximo, the best, basically. To the great God, to the God that is all good. Dom. So at the end of wisdom, we have the all-good, all-great God. At the end of freedom, we have the all-good, all-great God. And then at the end of kingdom, the all-good, the all-great God. Then we translate that. We can move the dom to the front of the words, and I'm not just playing around with words, but we say that in God is wisdom, in our God is freedom. And is our God is the joy of the kingdom, our eternal life. So those things, those elements, have been put in there for a very special reason. It's not easy for us with our reasoning to understand that, though. Look at other words that have dom in it, for example. And we have domos, which means house. It also means master, but it means the house. So we get the words domicile, which is where you live. Domiciliary is, we have domiciliary nurses. They are nurses that go and work in the homes of people. We have domesticate, to make an animal something that is useful or appreciated in the home. What is dom? To the good and great God. Wisdom, freedom, kingdom. And as I say, I'm not just playing with words. The reason why I wanted to harp on that a little bit tonight was because God cooperates or work with all those who love him. St. Paul, in the second reading, is how it starts off. God works with all those who love him, those who are wise, those who freely, not out of fear, choose to place themselves before the kingdom for the prospect of eternal life with Dom, our good, great God. And I could say, what does that got to do with confirmation? But at the beginning of our journey for confirmation, wisdom is the first of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we refer to. Wisdom. And now I hope those who are preparing for confirmation and their families understand that the wise are those who see God in their decisions. God works with them in their decisions, in their domestic situation, in their home. They are wise who see God working with them in the good, the bad, and the ugly of their life. God is with them. He cooperates with those who believe in him. Just because something's gone sour in our life doesn't mean that God's left us. Quite the opposite. God is there. And the wise person searches for God. That's why Jesus uses, in these examples tonight, the farmer who was searching, the pearl person, the pearl fisherman, the pearler, searching for the pearl of great price, the fisherman searching for good produce, for good fish. You might think, well, are there any bad fish? In Leviticus, the old book of Leviticus, the Jews were not allowed to eat anything that did not have fins or did not have scales. So if you hauled in your big net and you had an octopus in there, that's a bummer, that's gone. It's got to have scales and it's got to have fins. So they lived by these very strict rules, some and sometimes most of the people. So wisdom discerns what is good and how do we act on it. And in confirmation, that's the first thing that your parents, and I speak to the children here, that your parents want for you. They want for you as children to choose wisely. For you who are adults, we examine our lives and we say, do I choose wisely? I hope most of my decisions are not made under pressure, therefore my freedom is gone. I hope I choose wisely in the good, the bad, and the ugly of my life, fin and scales or not, of my life. And then the kingdom is assured to me. Now, I truly believe that. Jesus would not have gone to all of this trouble. He was keen to look out for those who were searching. He had little time at all for those who thought they had it all together, who knew all the answers and sat back and thought, yep, I'll get into heaven because I've been so good. I'm in planned giving. But that's not going to work. For those of you who don't know, planned giving is the second collection, which pays for the heating and the lighting in the church. But that doesn't work. That's bribery. And it's also so close to superstition. That doesn't work. That's not what it's about. Our good God works with those who believe in him. So for confirmation, when we talk about wisdom, I look at it like this, that your parents, children, are giving you in this sacrament, which was given to them at baptism, they are giving to you the keys to the kingdom freely. And wisdom will help you choose and live out your life well and good in the shadow of our great God. And I kind of think that's what confirmation is. As a young adult, you will receive the keys to the kingdom. And the choice is really yours. What are you going to do with your life when you get these keys at confirmation, when you receive these gifts freely? What are you going to do? We will prepare you for what confirmation is, but what confirmation does is entirely up to you once you receive those gifts of the Holy Spirit.